What is probability sampling? Probability sampling is a type of quantitative or a measurable method of finding a sample that represents a population. Probability or random sampling uses methods to systematically select candidates. Ideally, each member of the population has an equal chance of being chosen for a study, making it as representative of the population as possible. A researcher who is interested in generalizable results may lean towards these types of sampling methods. Random sampling is having a system to ensure an equal possible outcome for the population. First, let's discuss types of random sampling. First, we have simple random sampling. Simple random sampling is when we select a group of subjects or sample for a study from a larger group or a population. Each individual is chosen entirely by chance, and each member of the population has an equal chance of being included in the sample. For example, assigning numbers 1 through 10 to participants and then drawing a number from 1 through 10 out of a hat. Systematic random sampling is when every nth person is chosen. This could be done by choosing every third name in the phone book, or every third person gets selected, so the third, sixth, ninth, 12th, and so on. Another example would be giving a survey to every fourth customer that comes into the movie theater. Next, we have a stratified sample. This is when you break people into groups, called strata. From there, the researcher picks randomly from within the strata. This is one of the more accurate types of probability sampling. For example, a strata might be of sex, generational group, or economic background. Next, we have proportional stratified sample. It is the same as a stratified sample, except the groups or strata are proportional to the population the researcher is trying to emulate. For example, in the US, for the age 85 and older, women outnumber men by 2 to 1. So in your sample, you might want to represent women 2 to 1 men. Lastly, we have cluster sampling. The people within the sample frame are broken into random groups geographically, and candidates are chosen randomly. This is a less accurate method when it comes to accurately representing a population, but it works well with a large or fairly unknown population. For example, a researcher wants to survey the academic performance of high school students in Spain. She can divide the entire population of Spain into different clusters or cities. Then the researcher selects a number of clusters depending on her research through simple or systematic random sampling. Now, there's a great video linked in Pressbooks for you guys to watch to kind of help visualize what all these random sampling methods are.